Hi, I'm Suzanne Alexander. Welcome to the Marriage Spark course on expectations and needs, hosted by SimpleMarriage.net. Here's our introduction. Many couples don't understand, thoroughly discuss, or agree about their expectations and needs before marriage. Even if you did, your needs may have changed over time. In fact, they probably have. In a healthy marriage, you are intimately involved with speaking and acting in ways that are best for one another. This means behaving in ways that bring happiness and enhance the quality of each other's life and your marriage. However, when you guess about how to meet each other's wishes, expectations, and needs, you can end up unhappy or irritated with each other. You may also have a tendency to assume your spouse's needs are the same as your own and act to meet them, which also can cause problems or leave primary needs unmet. This e-course is designed to help you respectfully identify, discuss, and agree on what your needs are and how to meet them. You will make commitments as a couple to behave in new ways. The intent is to help you build greater unity and harmony in your marriage, to re-spark your deep connection with one another. Thoughtfully helping each other progress is a skill you will likely work on for your entire journey together. Most partners want to meet the needs of the other, but you may lack the knowledge and skills to discern the needs. Some partners may even feel they don't deserve to have needs, communicate them, or have them met. In some cases, partners can adopt a selfish attitude that their needs are most important. This can be a reflection of inequality in the relationship, and is definitely something to look at rebalancing. Others may blame themselves for unmet needs. Whatever the circumstances, be aware that mind reading doesn't work. It's a warning sign if you are thinking to yourself that if your partner loves you and cares about you, he or she should automatically know what you need. Sorting all this out requires couple communication, observation, and insight to determine what actions to take. In addition, sometimes a third party may be able to help by offering a new perspective. That's where Corey and I come in with this e-course. When you don't share, recognize, or meet key expectations and needs, disunity and difficulties can result, because people will often violate even their most fundamental values to meet their perceived needs. Recognizing and meeting one another's needs is one of many ways to prevent the unhappiness, resentment, relationship breakdown, and infidelity that at times can result from unmet needs. That's a great perspective from Dr. Willard Harley from His Needs, Her Needs. Now let's look at prioritizing. When you know each other's primary needs, you know what the high priorities for action are. Your marriage is likely to be stronger and happier when you meet these needs with thoughtful attention and moderation, and in a spirit of mutual give and take. As you feel your own needs are met, it helps you feel strong and whole in reaching out to meet your partner's needs. You each consistently consider the well-being of your partner, engage in mutual action and thoughtful service to one another, and at times make appropriate sacrifices on your partner's behalf. A high-quality and well-balanced marriage partnership contributes positively to the well-being of your children, the health and happiness of your extended family, and the unity of your community. You may also benefit from identifying needs you have as a couple that you want to work on together. You will be most successful at this if you mutually and lovingly discuss and agree about what creates a harmonious relationship and household. Where this harmony exists, couples can feel secure and more easily reach out to meet the needs of others. Now let's look at understanding and sharing. It is often not easy to examine yourself to understand needs and then share them. Understanding and meeting needs is a learning in action process. As you participate in the assessment and discussion portions of this e-course, you may at times feel discomfort, as if you're judging your partner, or your partner may feel criticized and defensive. As you each share, watch out for the tendency to be right about what a partner should have on his or her list of needs. Whenever you decide that you are right, then the other person is wrong, and disunity is the likely result. Do your best to respect what each other is thinking and feeling. As much as possible, speak lovingly and kindly to one another without interrupting or discounting what the other is saying. Recognize that you cannot address and resolve issues unless you know what they are. Take breaks from the discussion if there seems to be disharmony so you have a chance to calm down and reconnect. Please also stay aware of times when your partner may need emotional or spiritual support from you to keep talking. This could include a loving touch, a hug, private reflection, or prayer. Also, listen for the emotions that are occurring underneath each other's words. For example, if one partner says that marriage commitment is his or her number one need, and it's not on the list for the other, the first person might experience fear or insecurity. Acknowledge the emotions, reassure each other, and explain. Perhaps for the other it is simply an obvious and already met need, and it didn't occur to him or her to write it down. You may also have an automatic tendency to write down what you view as needs to be addressed or fixed rather than noting your primary needs, whether they are being met or not. Try to avoid this tendency so you have an accurate assessment of your needs. You can make a separate note of what you request to be addressed. Now let's talk a little bit about meeting needs. You will likely notice as your marriage grows and matures, and as there are significant changes in your lives, such as children or jobs, that your needs will change. The intensity of the needs will often change as well. It is wise to re-examine your marriage periodically to be sure you are recognizing and meeting each other's most vital needs. How you prioritize them may also change with time and experiences as a couple. You can also establish a practice of simply asking the other what you can do to help him or her right then. It's also not easy to meet each other's needs consistently. Life is full of adventures, and there are often disruptions in the flow between you due to work requirements, meeting the needs of children or parents, illness, and more. As you go through this e-course, simply do your best to observe what is working between you and what can be improved. It is unreasonable and unrealistic to expect that any marriage partner can meet all of one's needs and expectations all of the time. You can do your best, but avoid thinking that your marriage is in serious trouble because you cannot be perfect at this. Remember that you also have a responsibility to maintain your own personal well-being and happiness. While your spouse will likely contribute to you, you cannot expect someone else to make you healthy or happy. You may also discover that people other than your spouse can meet some of your needs effectively. Remember that it is wise to have couple agreement about who is meeting them so you don't harm your marriage. The discussion may reveal that one or both of you would be wise to make changes in your words or actions. Since change can be challenging, invite each other to influence, support, and encourage positive growth rather than attempting to force each other to change. Be open and willing to try out some new words and actions for long enough to reflect on whether they are working or not. It will require encouragement, patience, time, multiple efforts, helping each other, learning, reflection, and feedback to have new actions become consistent positive patterns in your marriage. Note when you will be wise to be serious in the change process, and when it will be possible to be lighthearted and include humor. Sometimes lightening up a bit makes it easier to try something new. Again, welcome to the e-course.